At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, June 4th. Today we are talking about, is the Jaguars' secondary good enough? Is this unit good enough to help them push for the playoffs, push for an AFC crown? We're going to talk about it here today. So slowing down opposing passing offenses obviously is critical in this day and age, in the AFC with all the quarterbacks, in the AFC South, the Jaguars' division, with the emergence of C.J. Stroud, with obviously Will Levis in Tennessee, Anthony Richardson, who is coming back from injury in Indianapolis, a lot of talented arms in this division. The Jaguars defense, it fell apart last year. You insert Ryan Nielsen as the new defensive coordinator. He has an entirely new coverage philosophy, nothing cheap, nothing deep, but does he have the players to execute? Did a great job in Atlanta last year, you know, taking that defense from a disappointing unit in 2022 to in 2023 with some new talent added, obviously, a defense that got off the field on third down and did really well in the red zone. So we're going to take a look more at this coverage scheme. We'll talk about the players in the secondary, obviously, and then can they get the job done? We're going to look at it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjack.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Just dropped our Kings of the Jungle tee. You can check that out, genjag.com/shop. You can also become a channel member here on YouTube. So, looking at the Jaguars secondary, talking about this coverage scheme that Ryan Nielsen is bringing in, you see a lot of press coverage, right? You deny the quick game. Nothing cheap, nothing deep. You deny the quick game with press coverage. You've got guys up in wide receivers' faces. It's not allowing teams to just get off the quick short passes, which the Jaguars' pass defensive scheme, where you're playing off zone coverage, you were allowing a lot of the cheap stuff, right? You're not going to see as much of that under Ryan Nielsen. And then you have a lot of too high shell, too deep safeties to deny the deep game. Some single high as well. You'll also see them, you know, from the too high shell. You'll see different coverage looks, but you start out in that too high shell, so you're kind of presenting a cover two man defense, cover two with press on the outside more often than not, and then you can shift into some different looks. But when quarterbacks are trying to read what the defense is doing, when receivers are trying to read what the defense is doing, that's how it's going to be presented to them quite a bit, right? The too high shell with press on the outside. You're trying to force offenses or funnel offenses inside the numbers, right? You're using a lot of outside leverage to try to force these receivers inside, try to force the offense to work inside and win in the intermediate middle of the field. Then you let your linebackers and safeties hunt. You're kind of forcing a lot of mid-range jumpers, to compare it to the NBA, right? Mid-range jumpers are the least efficient shot in basketball. That's what defenses are trying to force you to do. You don't want to give up the three-point line. You don't want to give up layups. That's kind of the same emphasis that Ryan Nielsen brings to the football field, right? So there will be diversity on the back end, though. As I mentioned, you're going to see a lot of the too high shell with the press on the outside. But there will be diversity in the looks. There will be diversity in post-snap movement, week-to-week, situation-to-situation. Ryan Nielsen believes in being multiple. He's very, very big on that. Being a team that presents different looks, adjusts to different offenses with different strategies, and attacks different matchups. He wants to attack. He wants to be an attacking style defense. You're coming downhill, and again, you are using your guys wherever they can win with these specific matchups week to week, game to game. But again, the question here isn't as much about Ryan Nielsen's ability to coach a defense, because we've seen that he can do that at a high level, and a lot of his assistants have also had great success in the NFL. The question is, does he have the talent in his secondary to execute what he wants to do. And so you look at Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby on the outside as the top two corners. Campbell has more experience in off-zone coverage. You know, that's what Mike Caldwell was doing a lot over the last couple years. He has been better in zone coverage, eyes in the backfield, dating back to his time at University of Georgia. He's been really good in that regard. When he can keep his eyes on the quarterback and read the field that way, that's where he has thrived. He's actually struggled a bit in man coverage, despite having some of the ideal traits you would look for in a man cover corner, but not having his eyes on the quarterback, trying to kind of match movements, mirror movements. That's where I think you see the biggest challenge for Tyson Campbell in this new defense, because he will be playing in man coverage more often. That is true. No question about it. He has the size, the length, and the strength to play physically at the line of scrimmage. You have seen that at times, but you've also seen him struggle to get his head around and make plays on the football, locate and make plays on the football down the field in man coverage. It won't be all man coverage, though, right? That is a misnomer. It'll probably be man coverage less than 50% of the time, still at a very high clip, one of the highest clips in the NFL, but there will be plenty of zone as well. And you'll see on one side, sometimes you'll have off zone coverage. On the other side, you'll have press man. Like, it's not going to be, we're going to line up and press man every single play on both sides of the ball. You're not going to see that consistently. So maybe there's going to be times where Tyson Campbell is in off coverage with his eyes in the backfield that he's going to feel more comfortable. But there will be times where he'll be tested. Well, he'll be asked, you got to go out there and play press man coverage and get the job done. We'll see how it plays out. I think Tyson has the traits to potentially thrive in that sort of scheme, you know, given more reps throughout it, throughout the offseason in that style of defense. But we'll see, right? So the scheme isn't like necessarily a death knell to Tyson Campbell, in my opinion. To me, he has the chance to learn from a really good defensive coach and a really good secondary coach in Chris Richard, and he's in a contract year. So I would expect Tyson Campbell overall to play well this year. There will be more man coverage. That's going to be his biggest test this year, but he has the physical traits to do it. And as long as he can deny the easy stuff, a lot of what they do on the back end at safety should help him out down the field, in my opinion. And when healthy over the last 2.5 seasons or so, he's been a very impressive football player overall. He's coming into this season fully healthy right now. Now, Ronald Darby, injuries have kind of been the story of his career in some ways, like big chunks of time missed with injury in a lot of the seasons that Darby's been in the league. He's missed a lot of time. But last year, he kind of ended up sort of being insurance for the Baltimore Ravens, signed later in the offseason, came in, wasn't the starter at the beginning of the year, but he had to be that insurance policy down the stretch for the Ravens due to injury. He had to start a lot of games for them, and he played really, really well. He's got great speed. He is a pro. You know, he's been in the league for a long time now. He's seen a lot. He sees the game well. He has a nose for getting his hands on the football, disrupting at the catch point. He's always been a decent run defender as well. You know, if he's healthy, he is a decent number two cornerback. Like, you can play winning football with Ronald Darby on the field, especially in man coverage. He's been pretty good in man coverage throughout his career. So I think you can win with those two guys out on the field. I think you can execute with Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby as your top two corners.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's regular season football. That's early in the playoff football. Then at safety, Andre Sisco, so underrated. He is a ball hawk. He'll take your head off as well. there are times where he miscalculates, gets a little too aggressive, but I think you'll live with that based on the big plays he's able to make, intercepting the football, getting his hands on the ball, and also, you know, being able to disrupt at the catch point with his physical play. Antonio Johnson is an ascending young player, more of a strong safety in the box nickel type of player. You talk about the cover two looks with these two safeties, that will work very well. The single high with Andre Sisco middle of the field, Antonio Johnson in the box, I think that that should be a great look for the Jaguars as well on the back end when you're talking about those safeties. You also added Darnell Savage to the mix, who will compete back there, maybe in three safety looks. We'll compete at nickel with Jarian Jones, the third round pick, who is a great young prospect who brings great speed and athleticism to the field. One thing you can say about this secondary, they added a ton of speed this offseason, without question. Like, Ronald Darby ran a sub 4.4 40 yard dash at the combine. Darnell Savage, sub 4.4. Jarian Jones, sub 4.4. Deontre Prince, later round pick, sub 4.4. So they added a lot of speed. They certainly did. I think between Buster Brown, Gregory Jr., Christian Braswell, Deontre Prince, who I just mentioned, Eric Hallett, Trey Flowers, who they brought in recently, and some of the other vets, I think you have enough corner competition that the depth will work itself out and end up being good enough depth on this football team, better depth than they've had in recent years at the cornerback spot. My thing is, though, I wish there was one more really quality veteran with a lot of starting experience at corner. I feel really good about safety, because even if you have an injury at safety, you have Darnell Savage who can play, you have Dewey Wingard who can play, you have Daniel Thomas who can play. But, you know, Ronald Darby is a guy who's missed a lot of time, as I mentioned. Last year, he was the insurance policy in Baltimore. This year, you kind of wish you had an insurance policy for him. Another guy with a lot of starting experience. And right now, the closest thing to that is Buster Brown, who I think has a chance to play well in his third year in the league. But again, I think that if you're betting on him being able to kind of help this defense be a top flight unit that can compete down the stretch in the playoffs, if there's an injury, that's a little bit of a scary proposition. The Jaguars have a ton of cap space. If you want the guy that's going to come in and assume the starting spot immediately when he gets here, that's Stephon Gilmore. He's out there for you. Or you go trade for a Marshawn Lattimore from the Saints, who are a cap-strapped football team. Marshawn Lattimore has experience with Ryan Nielsen, with this coaching staff, and a guy who certainly could be a number one corner for you when healthy. He's had some injury issues as well. But if you have Tyson Campbell, Marshawn Lattimore, and Ronald Darby, you feel a lot better about what you've got going on there. If you want to get the guy that can just push and provide some insurance for Ronald Darby, to me, that's Steven Nelson, who has started a lot of football games, very good in man coverage, just doesn't have the draft pedigree, the size, the speed that a lot of teams covet. But you put him out there on the football field, he's going to play well for you, bottom line. So I love what the Jaguars scheme is going to do defensively. I love Ryan Nielsen and his attitude, his approach to the defensive side of the ball in this modern NFL. I love a lot of the pieces they have up front and in the linebacker group. I think as currently constructed, they probably have the talent to be a middle of the road pass defense, you know, somewhere probably around like 20 in the NFL. They have some good pass rushers. They have talented linebackers, speed and depth at corner, good safeties, good coaching, but they do lack a true star cornerback right now. Tyson Campbell, I think, was on his way to becoming that, but injuries slowed him down last year. Now you have a new scheme where you're going to feature some more man coverage, which is where you're a bit more untested. So, yeah, like I said, I'd probably put the secondary somewhere around like 20 in the NFL. With a player like Marshawn Lattimore or Stephon Gilmore, you can bump that up significantly. A player like Steven Nelson bumps that up a little bit. But this defensive front is going to have a lot to say about the pass defense as well, and so are the linebackers. If the front can do its job on passing down, Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker, Eric Armstead, Devon Hamilton, Roy Robertson-Harris, Mason Smith, Trevis Gibson, all these guys that can come in and rotate and play good football for you, this defense could be really, really good. I believe that. They could be a very good defense. And if your main guys, Allen, Walker, and Armstead, are consistently getting pressure on the cornerback, it's going to make life a hell of a lot easier for your secondary. Those two units are tied together. They always will be. That's kind of how it works in the NFL. But there's certainly reason for optimism with this group. There are also fair questions to ask. I see both sides of it. Is this group, this secondary, good enough for the Jaguars to make the playoffs? I think yes, without question. I think they have a playoff caliber football team and the secondary is part of that. But is it really good enough to push for the AFC crown? I have a hard time seeing this secondary competing with the best passing offenses in the league, really consistently slowing down the best passing offenses in the league. And that's what you're going to face at some point in the AFC playoff picture, whether it's in the wild card round, divisional, or if you make it to the AFC title game, you're obviously going to be facing one of the better passing offenses. So I'm just really not convinced that right now they have the pieces in place to be able to get past the divisional round in the secondary. And the secondary is not the end-all be-all. I know that. Like they're going to have a very good front seven. When you talk about your defensive line and your linebackers, they've got very good guys up there. I think the offense is going to be much improved. I think that this is a playoff team. What happens beyond that is really going to be dependent on Trevor Lawrence and how well he can play, how much he can carry this football team. Because I think with this secondary, you probably are going to be in some shootouts at some point in the playoffs. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like our brand new Kings of the Jungle t-shirt. You can go check that out again, jinjag.com/shop. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Help support what we're doing. Get access to some cool perks, including discounts over on the website. Really appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.